Hello, friends. Sorry to you Euros, to who this is a weird time for. Fireside is 3 p.m. Eastern U.S. time zone, which changed daylight savings a week or two ago, and I know Euros don't get it for another week or so. So for a couple weeks, you're gonna be off time, and then it'll slot back into the normal time when you guys hit daylight savings either this week or next week. Nice, neighbor, nice. Unfortunately, Frederick, that would really be a problem because then we'd have to change our meetings all the time, like every 6 months, and people plan their real lives around, you know, real life time, not Eve time. So, like, we have people who, you know, tell their wives or significant others, like, hey, I need to be here at this time every week. And, you know, they say, like, you know, 2 p.m., right? And it'd be a lot more confusing to be like, hey, I need to be here at 2 p.m. half the year and 1 p.m. the other half. They're going to be like, are you kidding me? They're already like, you're kidding me, but now even worse. Yeah, I would love for DST to just stay on forever. That'd be ideal. All right, let's get rolling. Seems like we're about to full. We're about full. Here we go. So, first thing is, good job. 3 keeps are dead. I know you all know this. 1 trillion destroyed. Nice round number. Excellent job by everyone. Thank you all to those of you who alarm clocked. Those of you who, some of you even took the day off work, you told me. I appreciate that. You called in sick. Thank you for coming and flying with us. I'm glad we could deliver a really positive result. We blew up 3 keep stars. We destroyed a trillion ISK. We won that fight very handily. It was really exciting to see because, you know, Pappy had spent the last 2 or 3 days just bragging about sort of irrelevant battleship kills that had gone on while they hadn't defended the important timers. And then when the important timers came, they also had a lot of battleship losses. So they couldn't even claim that they had won in that area. That didn't matter. So even the stuff they claimed to care about, they lost on. The stuff that did matter, we won on. We're always going to focus on objectives. We're always going to focus on winning the actual objective, not on the Z kill board stats, because those remain irrelevant. So it is nice when you can get both, and we did. We got both very much. So Golden Fleet got melted. We used our electric heat guns. We used our Tempests. We used a bunch of stuff. It's very good. I'll answer questions a little later. Say this. Yeah, Jane, I'll take a pause before my and stuff to mention. U.S. time zone fleets, obviously not nearly as many. You know, in every war, one time zone complains to me, hey, we're not getting anything. It, that's just how it is. It's unfortunate. This is not the U.S. time zone war. This one has moon time, Chinese time zone, Euro time zone, not too much in U.S. time zone. But that doesn't mean there haven't been fleets. There have. I've been running some of them. All right. Let me keep updating you guys. So after the 3 keep stars died, we set some more timers. We reinforced their X-47 keep star. And then while they were defending that, we refed one of their iHubs in the X-47 constellation. And we destroyed the Navula Fortizar owned by Fraternity. If you do not know, that is in Pochvin. And you cannot, I repeat, cannot put another one down. It is the last of the Fortizars that will ever be in that system. And it has wormhole rules for loot. So it spewed loot for like 3 hours. We don't have an accurate estimation of how much loot spewed because, you know, everyone, it was sort of a free for all, but it's incredibly easy to say it was hundreds of billions. It might've been trillions, you know, but it might've been over a trillion, but it was certainly hundreds and hundreds of billions. Someone's looking at some pictures. I know people who got like a paladin, in Ishtar, you know, they got a bunch of stuff. So, and that was just like one person. And I heard that story from a lot of people. So it is very much a big kill for us. All right. So now we're sort of into a bit of the grind. Got to keep forming up, keep roughing their stuff, keep up the pressure. And we've been seeing great numbers from us. We've been seeing really good alarm clocks. We've been seeing really good fleets. We just need to keep that up. Like it's not that hard to keep doing it. As long as we keep doing it, we'll keep getting positive results. That's the important part. I do have some updates here. I'm going to tell you about it. Our new doctrines are performing well. Lashak's got in a fight yesterday. We are very happy with the results. TFIs on the 5ZXX Keepstar really shone. They were great. The Lashak's were tasked with shooting the Keep Star, so they didn't do nearly as much as kill wise, but you know, obviously a very important task. Stormbringers we have used a few times. Those have only really been getting a good fight once, but we will continue to use them and we're very excited about them. So right now, you know, sacks are a workhorse. You know, they're a great doctrine, very flexible. They have newts, they have damage, they have e-war, and they're relatively speedy. We like them a lot. And then, you know, Tech Fleet with Tempest Fleet issues and Tempest, we like a lot. Lashaks and Stormbringers all doing well. So we're happy with our doctrines. Horde announced a new doctrine to be added to their Golden Fleet, and that is Tempest Fleet issues. They are adding Tempest Fleet issues to the Paladin Fleet. They were surprised they did so well. So don't be surprised to see those added on to the Horde side. We have an update for our Tech Fleet. When we announced Tech Fleet, we called for Apox and Napox, Navy Apocalypses, or if you read the translation, Naval Disasters. We are removing Apox and Naval Disasters from Tech Fleet. So if you have an APOC that you're currently using, you can still get P for it, but do not replace it with a APOC. Move over to Tempest. The Tempest use T1 guns, so it's not hard to move. The APOCs are just way underperforming. And a set of mega beam lasers for an APOC is over 70 million ISK just for the guns. So you can keep using them, but when you lose them, replace them with a Tempest Fleet issue. I see some of you guys being sad. I'm sorry. They're just not as good. And that's all that matters to us. It's unfortunate, but they're not good. I hate Frederick. I hate those whelp ops. I will never approve of one. When we used to do them in the past, it really bothered me. Going out to die is dumb. I'm just so no, just use them normally. When you lose them, we'll replace them and you know, we'll SRP them, but we're not going to SRP more than one. So you're, like I said, you're welcome to keep using them in the fleet. Just replace them when they die. All right, another update. We definitely need alpha clones in Delve. We have been pushing those for about 6 months now. We've had relatively good numbers for our Feroxes in alphas and our Quorums in alphas. Some of you dedicated characters that haven't left Delve, you know, we would still prefer an alpha character, but I understand. Like maybe you have a guy who isn't really a combat character, but that you can train for a Ferox, and that is acceptable. On that line, we have changed the way we do Alpha Feroxes. They are going to be SRP now, so they'll be on contract for, you know, the contract price, and they'll be SRP. So just send your Alpha character enough money to buy a Ferox off contract, and you will get SRP for them. It's very simple. But we definitely do need more people to have those alpha clones ready. It is free to do and very easy to do. And we, you know, we've had a lot of fights in Delve with them and been very successful. Thank you, Mist, for coming down so often and feeding us. If you in Omega to provide boost, yeah, you get SRP. SRP for the full replacement, not just the hull. Yep. We'll move some alpha Feroxes to Alliance, though, for people who have characters that are not in the Corp. I really, really want you guys to get an alpha character, a dedicated one, but I am, some of our directors are like, no, we should just leave them all in the Alpha Corp because they really want you to do it too, but sometimes you just have to go with the tides. So we'll get some in the regular Alliance as well.
If you fly an Omega and you can use the normal Ferox that is in the normal Ferox fleet, please bring that instead of an Alpha Ferox and bring boosts if you're flying an Omega, because that's useful. So don't skimp on the fit of the ship if you have an Omega. At least be useful with it.
No, we're not doing any Alliance buybacks. Like I said, you can get SRP if you lose it. And the Quorum fleets are very good. They've been going all the fleets alpha have been going really well. They've been bringing down some like custom design doctrines to try to counter them, but even those have not been going well for them at all. So it's been quite good. I've asked for meta gun swaps. They should be coming in relatively soon as we get the stock in. Okay, any questions you got? Go ahead and throw them out. Cat move up for stragglers. I don't know that we'll be doing any more. Boy, scissor, maybe? Anyway, I don't know that we'll be doing more, but maybe. If we're in late U.S. time zone and can't make many of the fleets, what can we do to help with the war effort? I mean, just be there when you can. Like, you know, seeing that you have a schedule. How do you keep your voice so buttery and smooth? Thank you for buttering my biscuits. I appreciate it. Is X-47 going to blow up? That is our goal, yes. We came here to clear the fade and pure blend, and we still plan to. Faction choice? No, not yet, after the war. There's really no need to get involved in it now while we're at war. Once we are done with the war, we'll have a faction warfare choice, but really, literally, you shouldn't be doing it right now. So, what's your favorite turtle? I like sea turtles. Is Lashak fixed? I didn't know it was broken, but it's working just fine. The futility, there are no keep stars in Fader Fiberline left other than the one in X-47. Are SIGs and squads free to glass? If you want to go out and ref structures, and really that's okay, but ask a cohort. Some of you are asking some future plan stuff. I'm just avoiding that. Lashak Tick Spools isn't working in tie-dye. It did not work in 5ZXX. It's worked other times. That was like clearly a bug, not a normal tie-dye thing. Can we take a morale trip to BFK? We are like literally four jumps away from BFK. But yeah, you can fly over there. Control R, shuttle, and go to BFK and hang out. I've done it already. Bedtime storybook one. You're not the first person to ask. No ETA. That's a future plan, I suppose. Can I bring a Navy VRX to Alpha Fleets? That doesn't make a lot of sense. They're just not that much better or worth it in that particular scenario. Hello, boss. What's our condition to win? Since we've gone up, we said we were going to clear Fade, Pure Blind, and Declan of enemy structures. So there you go. Can we have a DO6H standing fleet? I don't know how much value there would be in that. I mean, I guess there's no reason. You can put one up. Try, you know, it's one of those things. You're welcome to try it and see how it goes. Coaster, I'm not answering that question. What is VFK? I am noob. I mean, that is very Shoban of you. VFK is our ancestral homeland for many people. It is the basis of it. So I'll tell you the actual truth. So when we lived in Declan, VFK was our 1DQ. It is where we staged out of. It was our center of gravity. And as you know, goons have a lot of gravity. So there were a lot of people in there. And VFK is in Declan. It is literally like four jumps from where we are now. You can grab a shuttle. There is like a memorial station there. You remember when they got rid of the original stations? They left a memorial, so you can go and look at the memorial if you want to. VFK by Christmas is people saying it's sort of a meme. But yeah, that is our old home system and is remembered fondly by a lot of people. Yeah, JUTAC, also beloved and remembered by many of us, myself included. Thank you, Sivek. I love you guys too. Declan was so much worse than Delve, TBH. Declan had its charms. It was worse in some ways too, but it had its charms. Declan was like your old house, your starter home that you bought, you fixed up real good. Maybe the bones weren't perfect, but you turned it into something nice that you cared about. It did have Greasus rats. We are goons after all. We do miss our rats. Guys, please don't send me messages on Mumble. Ask them in Elysium. That is Elysium on Jabber. That is where everyone asks questions. All right, anyone else got anything other than asking me to read them bedtime stories? You can slide in those DMs if you want. I get a lot of them. Please forgive me if I don't answer them promptly. I try to answer as many as I can. You can ask. Maybe you won't get them, but you're welcome to ask. Like my dad always said, asking is free. Can I bring my Maelstrom? Probably not. Man, Maelstrom, Alpha Fleet was a long time ago. They're probably not good anymore. In fact, they really aren't good anymore. But there was one time they were good. Can I bring my Drake? Maybe as a boosting ship in a Ferox fleet? That might work. Is Shazam worth watching? I have not seen the reviews. I have a bad feeling about it, though. PH is losing a lot of members. I don't know how accurate that is as far as, like, propaganda point. Like, we're going to be trimming a lot of members, like, cutting a lot of inactives. It might be the same from them. I do know, anecdotally, we've had a decent number of people come and join us. We've had some FCs. We've had some line members. We've had some people who did other stuff with them. So, you know, it's hard to give a holistic picture from that angle, but at least from what I've seen, we actually have had a decent number of people from Pandemic Ward come over and join us. Oh, that's something that reminds me of something. I was maybe going to do this another time, but we'll talk about that now. Here's something I want to do. If you're listening to me now, and at some point in the past, you were a spy, like say you were an Intrepid Crossing spy or whatever, right? And you naturalized. I want to know about it. So if you came over, message Boris. I mean, Boris would love to hear about it. I'll tag him. He's getting sushi right now, so there you go. So if you were a spy and you naturalized and you never told anyone, these are the kind of stories I want to tell. So go Boris and tell him. And no, it's not bait. I'm not looking to catch people. That'd be kind of dumb. I started as a Black Legion spy. That's what most people thought, at least. This is entrapment. All right, guys. I just want to say overall, thank you so much. I really appreciate the work that has been put in. You guys have done a great job. Thank you for coming to the fireside. Please be at Fleets. I will see you all later.